I'm Jeb Sharp, and you're with The World. Pope Francis starts his tour of Mexico today. He'll be getting a huge welcome in Mexico City, in this predominantly Catholic country. But the Pope's not just going to the capital. He's visiting parts of Mexico that have suffered tremendously from the violence of Mexico's drug wars. The World's Monica Campbell is in Mexico City. Monica, what does the itinerary look like? Where is he headed?
Well, it's a really interesting trip, but I just have to note that on his way here in the airplane, there's a photo now already circulating of the Pope wearing one of those huge Mexican sombreros. It looks like he's heading to Cancun, but
it's very fetching.
He's actually going to start his visit in Mexico City. He'll have big gatherings here, and then he'll go to some pretty rough areas around the city. And then he's going to head south to the state of Chiapas, which borders Guatemala. And then he'll wrap his visit in Ciudad Juarez, which is right across from El Paso, where he'll hold mass right there on the U.S.-Mexico border.
That could be quite an emotional moment, given the migration and all the issues.
Absolutely. And I think that's going to be a big theme of his visit. He's actually, in some ways, following the migrant path. He's going to be in Chiapas, where a lot of people from Central America start their trip, and he's going to end right on the border, where a lot of them, you know, sort of wait and then look for places to cross. I expect that we'll hear the Pope identify with the migrants themselves, and his father was an Italian immigrant who moved to Argentina. He's the first Latin American Pope. I think we'll hear a very clear message of the need to take a humanitarian approach toward immigration. I expect some U.S. politicians will see that as a very politicized part of his trip.
Definitely. And you mentioned the drug violence. How close will he get to what we might think of as dangerous areas?
He'll be very close. He's going to the state of Michoacán, which is a real hotspot for cartels. And then, of course, Ciudad Juarez, until recently, was considered one of the most violent places in the world.
How do you think he sees his role in those areas? How might he address the level of violence?
Let me just repeat, he is the first pope from Latin America. So he comes from Argentina, which, of course, had its own dirty war. He knows what it means to be from a country where thousands of people have been disappeared and missing. And Mexico, of course, is that country as well. So I think he'll be able to speak very intimately about what it means to suffer through these horrible moments in a country for a whole population to feel that.
I imagine he'll provide enormous solace to victims and survivors. Is there more than that? Can he offer anything beyond those words, do anything that could actually change the dynamics?
That's a very interesting point, because when I was in Juarez last week, people are very happy, for the most part, the Pope being there and offering hope that this turning point that that city is going through will continue, that he understands their pain. At the same time, the Pope, there is a controversial point here. He's not going to meet with the families of the 43 students who went missing or were killed in the state of Guerrero, which is a very violent state right now. He's not going to meet with the families of those missing students. And a lot of people had hoped that he was going to meet with those families and address how the government has really failed to investigate those murders. But he's backed away. He canceled that meeting. It's hard not to read it as a political maneuver.
So interesting. The World's Monica Campbell speaking to us from Mexico City. Thank you so much, Monica.
You're welcome.